I want to start this by telling you how I screwed up last year. There were a lot of times in the last year where I feel like I did not accomplish anywhere near my potential. And, for those of you who've watched me from the outside, maybe you say, "Wow, Roy, you do a ton for someone who's not accomplishing their potential." But from the inside, I see things, I see time that could have been spent in much better ways. I see activity like where I could have been much more effective. And one of the biggest gaps that I realized between where I believe I could be and where I am, or the things that I believe that I could have accomplished and the things that I did, comes down to this idea of small work. So this came out as I was journaling around New Year's. I was writing in my journal. I was just thinking about, the year behind, the year ahead, et cetera. And I realized that something I need to focus on a lot more is the small work, the little things, getting these little things done. And so I want to break that down for you today and hopefully make it incredibly useful for you so that whatever big goals you have for 2022, for your entire life and future, you are able to accomplish them much more effectively and actually faster by focusing on this one little thing. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so small work in my head, like when I kind of laid this out, the big three areas that you need to focus on to make small work effective is number one, your day-to-day small work, the activities that you're doing. Number two, how you actually make your biggest dreams a reality. So small work isn't just about what you're doing today. It's what it, you know, what that, how that is tied to the dreams that you have, the big dreams that you're looking to accomplish. And number three, small work is about actually knowing how to deal with the struggles around productivity and when things aren't working right. And so let's dive into those three things, shall we? So small work from day to day. Really, like what this comes down to, you've heard the saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You've heard of maybe like taking baby steps to get to success. And those things are absolutely true. And it's a nice reminder that, okay, if I want to get from here to New York City, or if I want to get from here to San Francisco, I need to define the route, and then I need to go take a step and take a step and take a step, or hop in my car and, drive 10 feet and drive 10 feet and drive 10 feet. And getting to the destination is so often about getting the tiny things done. And those tiny things, like, are often the things that we don't want to think about. They're the things that are, like, we want to already be there. We want to have already reached the destination. We love to dream about the destination, but we don't love this idea of sitting down and doing the work, of getting the work done. And if you want to be successful, so much of what is unseen in the big successes in this world are all the little things that people did just on a day-to-day basis, an hourly basis, the little things that they got done. And so let me be very specific about an example here. One of the things, like one of the ways that I've created value in the world for the last few years, is by writing sales letters, writing VSLs, writing that sort of thing, like writing some kind of sales message. And I find it's incredibly easy to come up with a big idea. I find it's incredibly easy to come up with like a campaign plan. I find it's incredibly easy to come up with all this big picture conceptual stuff, and I'm great at it. And I can even be really great at outlining, this is what the sales message needs to say, boom, 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 boom. The place where I most often fall down, the place where I most often falter, the place that most often for me takes the longest by far is that actual period of time where I need to sit down. Okay, I have the big campaign plan. I have all of that structured. I have the big idea. I have an idea of what I want to say. But then how do I sit down and I write this line, 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 and I just need to get that first draft out. And so often, if I have struggled to actually complete a project, it is because I'm struggling on that day-to-day implementation, that daily tiny action, that sitting down and starting to hit keys on the keyboard, and like being accountable to myself, being accountable to whoever I'm writing this for, if it's for a client, being accountable to actually implementing the little tasks, the tiny tasks. And for you, like maybe it is this type of thing. Maybe it's copywriting. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's, who knows what it is, right? Like that's not the point. The point is we have these big projects or these big outcomes that we're trying to finish or achieve. And the thing that is actually going to get us across that finish line is the tiny little task that we struggle with from day to day. And so when it comes to this small work, it is just about doing the work, sitting down and getting the little task done. And most often that's going to require you to set an implementation intention. So for example, for today, my implementation intention looks like I have a couple things that I need to get done in the morning, and I have a couple things that I need to get done in the afternoon. I am currently recording this in the morning. I'm going to complete the tasks around this episode in the morning, and I'm going to get those things done. And then I have these couple tasks, including a scheduled task in the afternoon that needs to get done. And that's what small work looks like from day to day. It looks like I have a time set on my calendar. And sometimes that can be, I have the morning to get a couple tasks done. Sometimes it can be this thing needs to get done within this hour window or this 30 minute window or whatever that is. But it's about saying, okay, these things need to get done at this time and actually scheduling them and then actually showing up and implementing, doing the small work on a day-to-day basis. That's going to be how you achieve whatever goal you want to achieve, how you get to whatever destination you want to get to. You have to do the small work. But then you say, okay, so there's this little task that I need to do, but how does that have to do with like creating this big dream? Well, right around New Year's is a time where we think about, okay, what do I want the next year to look like? It can be a time where you maybe make some changes, where you pivot, where you do come up with that long-term vision of where you want to be. And that's great as long as you're able to connect the dots between, okay, I want to be here, but I'm here. How do I get from here to there, right? And the way that you do that is really you just look at the big thing that you want to accomplish and you start to work backwards. Okay, what can I do to get me closer? So let's say I decide where I want to be in 3 years. Okay, so what's going to get me closer to that in if I accomplish it in the next year? Or let's just stick with this year. Let's stick with, okay, it's the first full week of January 2022. What do I want to be true by the end of 2022? Okay, so that's the destination that I'm looking to get to. Okay, so what can I do during this quarter? Let's just break down in common calendar terms, right? What can I do during this quarter, the first 3 months of the year, that will have me on track to that thing that I want to have be true by the end of 2022? Okay, that's what I need to get done this quarter. Okay, in order for me to accomplish that this quarter, what can I get done this month? Or what do I need to get done this month to be on track? So if there's 3 months in the quarter, what do I need to do in January to be able to be on track by the end of the first quarter so that I can deal with the other stuff in quarter two, quarter three, quarter four to get to my 1 year goal? And then, okay, there's this month, there's a certain number of weeks in the month. What do I need to do this week to achieve that monthly goal? Okay, so I need to get these things done this week in order to be on pace for my monthly goal. And then what do I need to do today to be able to get those things done this week? And so if I look, once I have done this adequately, especially if I'm focused, you know, this really works best not if you try to imagine all the things that you want true in your life, but if you really focus on, okay, what is my top one priority or my top one to three priorities for what I want to be true by the end of the year? And then you break each of those things down and you prioritize what needs to be done on a quarterly basis, a monthly basis, a weekly basis, and a daily basis to get things done. And By the way, you don't need to plan every day of the year this way. What you do is you can plan out this quarter with, you can plan out, okay, here are the general things that I want to do during each quarter. Here's the general things that probably have to get done each month. Maybe you start to think about what has to get done for every week of the year. But really, if you understand what needs to get done on a monthly basis and you have a realistic expectation and a realistic knowledge of what that's going to be, then you can start to, on a monthly basis, you can start to plan out, okay, these weeks, this needs to get done. And on any given week, these days, this needs to get done and how that fits within your schedule. But if your schedule is more full, you might need to be much more planful about, you know, days, months into the future. Or at least blocking out time for, okay, my number one project gets this time on these days every week of the year, right? Like whatever that's going to require. But basically the way that you're going to make your biggest dreams a reality is you look at that destination and then you start to map out the path of where you need to go in order to get to that thing. And all of that, that mapping out the path, it does have to translate into what, again, topic of this episode, what small work needs to get done today in order for me to be on the path to get to that big goal that I have set for myself. And then, you know, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. One of the most brilliant things that Mike Tyson has ever said. When you struggle to be productive, okay, I fell off today. I fell off today. I didn't get today's work done. That means I'm off track for the week. I'm off track for the month. I'm off track for the quarter. I'm off track for the year. I might as well give up, right? Right? Oh, no, no. I hope you listened to my interview with Peter Shallard a couple episodes back. It was a special New Year's Day episode. He talked about the concept of splitting and how especially people who have more of an entrepreneurial type personality, like we are very subject to this. Like everything has to be going perfectly or else everything is blowing up. And it's this like this whole idea of, okay, I'm on. Oh shoot, somebody threw me off or something threw me off. Suddenly like the whole week is wrecked. And that is, that's a recipe for disaster. And oftentimes we can set ourselves up for disaster because what we do is we set ourselves up for disaster by having this like expectation of perfect performance 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, right? Like we have this expectation to be perfect all the time. And as soon as we fall off, as soon as something happens, right? I remember a couple of years back, we had this January that was like the January that didn't like that disappeared because one by one, all of our kids got the flu. Then one of them had a really bad infection and like pneumonia from the flu. And it was just, it was a month where everybody was sick. And I got sick too. And like everything just completely fell off. And I remember it took me a couple months to recover from that actually, because I was much more prone to splitting than I am today because I expected perfection. And then once everything blew up, it was like, it was just gone. Right. And so you have to be able to embrace imperfection. So part of this actually goes back to that whole process of breaking down your big goals. If you assume that you're going to have perfect performance every single day, if you assume you're going to be at 11 out of 10 every single day for the entire year, and then you run into some roadblock, you run into some challenge, something doesn't work as expected, you're going to actually, you're probably going to really do far worse than you expect. And so you have to embrace imperfection. You have to embrace that things aren't always going to go exactly as you want them to go. And so you have to, like there's a Stoic concept where it's about premeditation on the things that can go bad. It's premeditatio malorum, which is it's doing a postmortem on a project before you actually complete the project, before you actually do the project. So you think forward into the future. Okay, things screwed up. how did they screw up and how are we going to fix them? And then you come back to that point where you still haven't launched the project and you're able to adjust and adapt for things not going perfectly. Well, you have to do that in the context of this type of planning. And that's what you're gonna do inside the small work. You're going to embrace that things won't always go right. You're gonna embrace that you are imperfect, that as human beings, we are imperfect and our best laid plans often screw up. And it's going to be okay. We just need to accept that that's going to be a reality and expect ourselves, like Peter Shallard talked about in the interview a couple days ago, we have to expect ourselves to perform at like a 7 out of 10 level, not an 11 out of 10 level. And if we are able to consistently hit 7 out of 10, we're going to make a ton of progress. We're going to actually build something. And then some days we're going to be at 7.5 or 8 or even 9 or 10 out of 10. But if we expect ourselves to continuously perform at 7 out of 10 and then we do better, that's awesome. If we do a little bit worse, you know, there's room to make it up. And that's how we're going to achieve things. And it is all going to come down to the small work that we do on a day-by-day basis. And when you are struggling to be productive, one of the worst things that you can do is get caught in that negativity loop of, oh man, I screwed up, et cetera, et cetera. It's to embrace and cultivate positivity. Like, oh man, you know, things didn't go that well. I'm thinking about this for myself for the last year. Oh, things didn't go that well last year. There were a lot of places where you could have improved. It's okay. I love you anyway, Roy. Like, you're okay. You're going to be okay. And, you know, none of us are perfect. That's completely accepted and expected, and it's okay. And you can learn from that and you can do better. And so you cultivate the positivity even in the midst of like feeling, oh, like negativity about things not being how you plan them to be. And then what it comes down to, so we've embraced imperfection. We're cultivating positivity around even our struggles to be productive. We're loving ourselves anyway, like no matter what, and then do something. And this is where it comes all the way back around to small work. If we've broken down our goals and we have tasks that we need to get done, oh man, I screwed up. So what can I do? Oh, I can go back to the small work that needs to get done. I can go back to these little tasks that I plan on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly basis so that I can still achieve the big goals. And maybe things aren't going to happen on the exact timeline, or maybe I'm going to be able to catch back up on the timeline, or maybe I'm even going to get ahead on the timeline because there's going to be times where everything goes better than expected. But again, it all comes back to doing the small work, focusing on that small work. And yeah, it's incredibly powerful. It's a focus of mine this year. And I wanted to share it with you because, oh, yeah, I mean, just sitting down and knowing the things that I need to do this morning have me very much on task for what I need to accomplish this week, this month, this quarter, and this year. And if you'd like to check out that interview with Peter Shallard, I'll make sure to include a link to that in the description. Also, that interview, he actually talks about an offer for new Commit Action coaching members where you can get a discount on your first month's membership as you get started as a Commit Action member. So make sure to check that out as well. I'll include a link, you know, you'll be able to link through to all of that. And one other thing that I'm doing for people who are in my universe is inside the BTMS Insiders Facebook group, I'm doing these, essentially they're small work productivity challenges where I'm actually challenging people to define what they need to do on a daily basis and put that time on their calendar on a daily basis for when they're actually going to do things, to set that implementation intention and to get people to accomplish those things. Tied to a public declaration of, hey, you know, I am doing these things and I am getting these things done. And it's become part of the BTMS Insiders Facebook group, at least recently. And I have another one of those coming up next week, actually. And so if you are a BTMS Insiders member, or if you'd like to join it for all the training, this is another benefit. If you actually win the productivity challenge, if you're selected as the winner, you also get some free consulting time with me. So I'll include a link to BTMS Insiders in the description with this episode as well. That's my marketing training library, or copywriting and marketing training library, kind of like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing. So you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to everything. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim to just drop tons of value bombs throughout these episodes. I hope I've done the same here. You can let me know that I did with a like, with comments, etc. And I will catch you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.